الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند این ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
The ethics is indeed a source of theoretical and practical anthropology. It is awareness of fixed principle and their application. It is owning to this that this knowledge can be considered as the noblest one and the raison d'etre of the Prophet's summons.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, he mentions that if this country become Islamic and education become Islamic, no power can confront it. Now, this is one of the things which is said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Islam is the final religion which was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Allah has created us, therefore He has made us Muslims. Obviously, He wants us to be the Muslim, because in the narrations it is said that every single person, when they are born on fitrah, means that they have this in themselves, that they are the Muslims, they are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Islam is a complete set of life, and it's a complete set of, this religion is talking about all the aspects of life, and it is a universal religion. It's not like other religions that are belonging to a specific group of people maybe, or they are for a specific generations. No, it is till the judgment day, because this Quran and the Islam which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, it will remain till the judgment day.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha an-nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alaihi.
Imam Khomeini has said that if this country, the Islamic Republic, which became an Islamic country, if this country becomes Islamic and the education becomes Islamic, no power can confront it. Why? Because the education, the mentality of people, the system which people are following is an Islamic, and obviously the country is Islamic. So therefore, there is a match between what people do, what people believe, and what people are living in. The country with the laws must be Islamic, and people must get the Islamic education. In this way, they can apply justice in their society. And therefore, this is the point which Imam Khomeini is also referring, that when you have justice in your country, when you have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you believe in Allah and His Prophet and the Quran, then no one can confront you. And we have seen this in 8 years' wars, which was between Iraq and Iran. And we have seen that how the Iranian nation secured themselves, how they stopped the enemies from entering into their land. And although Iraq was backed by 35 countries, in which there were superpowers as well, but they couldn't confront the Islamic Republic of Iran. And this is what Imam Khomeini was talking about. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Every night and every day.
Every night.